from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There was perhaps some worry, and I had some, about Team USA men's basketball going into the Olympics as, well, they played like crap. Maybe they were coasting. Maybe they're still figuring some things out. But they absolutely rained threes down on Serbia. They win 110-84. What shouldn't be surprising is that LeBron James and Kevin Durant are still really good. Kevin Durant has 8 of 8, 5 of 5 from 8 of 8 from the field, 5 of 5 from three in the first half.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In the first half.
In the first half.
He missed one shot of the night, going 8 of 9 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Only 2 rebounds, no assists, but a man got buckets. The more probably surprising thing is the guy that is 3 months younger than me. Again, 3 months younger than me. LeBron James, finishing with 21 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, and a steal in 27 minutes. He was 9 of 13 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The difference in this game that has been different for Team USA was knocking down threes. They were not taking or making them at any level of clip that you would expect. For those that are unaware, the FIBA line is a bit closer. And why that matters. In high school, it's not a big deal. In college, it's not really a big deal. Why? Because the difference between those high school, college, and NBA lines is feet. Those feet, particularly above the break, push defenses out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet further. When you've got Steph Curry, the three-point line is further out, which means you need to worry about him further away. In FIBA, I believe the line is at 22 feet, whereas opposed to 25 in the NBA at the highest mark.
Right. Well, in 22, is that what it is in the corner in the NBA?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a tighter circle,
yeah.
Right? With that, it doesn't sound like that much. Go shoot it. Go shoot an NBA three above the break versus a FIBA three. It's significantly different. You're like, oh, it's not that much. Like, yeah, it is. And what that does in combination with no 3-second defensive rule, which means you can take your defender like Bam Adebayo, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, and park his big ass in the paint and never leave, it condenses the floor. So your ability to move the defense around and get open looks is more difficult. Interestingly enough, Team USA, even with that pack paint, is still getting to the rim with authority. Whether it's LeBron James, this is where the thing is.
Well, yeah, it helps when you have a Mack truck.
That's exactly it. It's the power game.
Yeah.
The power game shines in FIBA. And LeBron James, look, I'm trying to think of an acronym here. He gives hell. Okay. Okay. Just saying. To opponents and to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Short trip to Germany. Okay. You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at him. In the least bit. Anybody who thinks I'm being derogatory about that has never listened to me. I am a proponent of performance-enhancing drugs. What he is doing right now, no one in sports has ever done. Ever. Yeah. No one has ever been this good at this age.
Right.
Ever.
Ever.
At any sport.
Yeah.
None.
Nope.
And even,
even Kareem, who had the most unstoppable shot in the history of basketball.
It's not possible to do without assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everybody's so afraid to talk about it. It's like Barry Bonds, like his head size, it's the size of a watermelon when it used to be the size of a cantaloupe. It's like, have you seen LeBron's head and shoulders? And I'm not talking the shampoo.
He's a big dude.
He's massive.
Yeah.
He's 39.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have that kind of muscle mass at that age, nor are you supposed to have that level of recovery. But just in spite of all of that, number one, I don't care.
Yeah.
Number two, what he is doing is otherworldly. He's putting his shoulder down and just saying, all right, let's go. And he's backpacking Team USA in a manner that's like, yes, the talent on this team is otherworldly. But it was basically LeBron James and Kevin Durant that just said, good luck trying to stop us. And this is a Serbian team that was like looked at as like a real threat to Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference in this game is the three-point line. Serbia was 9 of 37. I almost said Portland. USA was 18 of 32. 18 of 43 makes 18 of them. Almost half their makes were threes.
Jeez.
And that's what happens when Booker goes 4 of 5. Jrue Holiday goes 3 of 5. Steph goes 3 of 7. KD goes 5 of 5. Ant Edwards goes 2 of 3. The only guys who took threes and didn't make them were Bam, Derek White, and Joel Embiid. Everybody else who took them made them.
Yeah.
And you start getting this level of dominance with a three ball that's hard to overcome. But this is also the same thing that could bite Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Another team could get dumb hot.
You can't count on going out and shooting 55%.
No. And the thing is that the more important number here, I think, is 32, whereas Team USA has had like 14 attempts and 16 attempts and 20 attempts. Like they finally were like, all right, let's let that thing fly.
Yeah.
In spite of the dominance where they, what matters here is that, and I love this because normally at the end of the game, like this final 2 minutes, it's over, you know, you clear the bench and the reserves come out on the floor, but no, your margin of victory matters.
Yes.
So what does Steve Kerr do? He keeps his dudes on the floor who have been cooking. The problem is, neither Tyrese Halliburton nor Jason Tatum ever touched the floor.
Yeah. Well, okay. How many players on the roster?
13.
13. And because I heard this morning on Colin, too, 14. He had some Steve 14. Kerr sound. And he said that, you know, in a 40-minute game, it's impossible to really play more than 10 guys.
It is. And they played 10. You also have to remember this, particularly with NBA players. All of these guys are stars.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys are used to going out and going pedal down.
Right.
Where that's the adjustment for a lot of these guys. They feel their way into a game. Okay, how are opponents covering me here? How are opponents? The difference is, like, you can't just single out Steph Curry. You can't single out and build your coverage around LeBron James.
Right.
You've got to build your coverage around the best shooter in the history of basketball and Steph Curry and the apex creator that is LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, Joel Embiid, there's maybe two human beings on the face of the planet who can physically handle him.
Yeah.
For all of the Embiid doesn't fit and, you know, he's clogging it up and he's slowing things down. You know what he does? You have to double him.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to double Joel Embiid with Steph Curry and Devin Booker on the floor,
Kevin Durant,
you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what the conundrum that they put teams in. This is all kind of, I guess, burying the lead in that. Have you seen the picture of Jason Tatum on the bench?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, buddy. It's I used it in the show promo. There is a picture of him on the bench, and he's visibly
Yes.
Frustrated.
He doesn't look very happy there.
No. It's at the end of the game, and I can't imagine the ego hit that he took.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as it's about sacrifice and self and this, that, and the other, he has now been unseated as the best player on his team, Finals MVP Jaylen Brown,
mm-hmm.
to thinking, oh, I'm going to be a guy on Team USA to not playing.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, Everybody's mad at Steve Kerr. How can you be mad that he didn't play him over Kevin Durant, who was literally shooting perfect at halftime?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't play him over the best scorer in the history of the league. Oh, no. Boston fans are just twisted up. They're like, Derek White played more. And I'm like, Derek White's a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Holiday played more. Drew Holiday's a guard.
Yep.
Like, well, you can still put him on the floor. I'm like, that's not. Okay, sure. You can put him on the floor and be like, Jason Tatum, go do Derek White stuff. Right. Does Jason Tatum want that?
No.
Hey, you're going to go stand in the corner and you're going to be the spacer. Does Team USA want that? It's like, maybe, probably not. The way that I, in talking to people around basketball, is that there is a bit of a disconnect as it pertains to Tatum because of how Steve Kerr coaches. Kerr doesn't want the ball to stop. He's okay with the ball stopping with LeBron James because, well, 9 assists and the pressure that he puts on the rim. Jason Tatum does not put that level of pressure on the rim. He does not put his head down and go to the rim at will every single possession whenever he wants. Jason Tatum stops the ball, and he doesn't get downhill. So it's a conflict of styles. And me personally, I don't care that Tatum didn't play. I also I don't have an axe to grind with Jason Tatum. He gets elevated to a level or a position that I don't think he should. And I think the last NBA Finals showed that.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic player. He's going to go down with all these accolades. NBA champion. I don't think he'll ever win an MVP, and that's not a knock on him. Just. It's not that.
It's a lot of dudes that don't win MVPs.
Yeah, most don't.
Yeah.
Staggering majority don't.
Only one guy a year does.
Yeah. Does, again, not knocks on it. But I do wonder if my favorite is the Celtics conspiracy theory is that Steve Kerr is doing this on purpose to drive division into the Celtics because Drew and Derek are playing and Jalen was left off the team and Jason's not playing.
Okay.
Tell me that's not a fantastic conspiracy, though. It's pretty good.
Man.
It's pretty good. So it's all a very interesting dynamic to watch it play because the management of stars and everything that kind of comes with that, it's like, Let's kind of see what happens.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.